718 WEOL. Jeremy, a moment ago I said it was 54 degrees. Man, oh man, when was it the last time it was 54 degrees in the middle of August? We had kind of a cool week this week. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit as time goes on, so what we have the remaining of the summer can be a little bit warm. And I can't believe I just said remainder of the summer. You remember when school used to start at the end of Labor Day? Now we're talking back to school in the middle of August. What is happening? I don't know. I need some kind of a festival or some kind of a fun event to kind of take my mind off of the fact that back to school is just around the corner. So I'm thinking maybe the Corn Festival is the thing to do. And I have on the line with me somebody who knows just about everything there is to know about the Corn Festival, John Butkowski, old friend of the morning show. John, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Great to have you.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
Well, the Corn Festival, once again, just around the corner. Just seems like yesterday you were finishing up the last one, and here we are on the latest one, second weekend in August.
Yep, always second weekend in August. We start planning right after the festival ends for the next year.
Well, tell us a little, some of the highlights coming up this year before we get into some of the specifics.
Okay, well, we've got something for everybody. The festival starts this Friday at 6 p.m., and we have adult kiddie rides, you know, amusement rides. We've got the Goddard School is sponsoring basically Poppy's Kids Corner, which allows learning games for the children Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have the Golden Kernel Award, where we basically recognize a resident of North Ridgeville for the community involvement on Friday. And then we go into the McCartney Project Entertainment, which is a tribute to Paul McCartney, the Wings, and the Beatles. And we follow that with fireworks. All that's on Friday night.
What is the origin of the Corn Festival?
The Corn Festival got started, actually, the first year was 1975, where Mayor Chuck Stewart at that time wanted to participate with the bicentennial of the United States by becoming a bicentennial community. And one of the requirements was that there be a long-lasting memorial, if you will, to the bicentennial. So a bicentennial committee was formed. I was asked to chair it, and what came out of it was an idea of having a community festival, and we basically started the Corn Festival. So it was a trial run at first year. We had 13 booths on a Saturday afternoon, and it the following year for the bicentennial, you know, we learned some things with the trial run, and we made some improvements, and we had more booths, and of course, we've been expanding ever since.
Talking to John Butkowski this morning, we're talking about the Corn Festival. It's been around since 1975. Why corn?
Well, at the time, North Ridgeville had a plethora of corn farming. There was field corn, of course, for, you know, animals. We had a lot of sweet corn being grown here, but we also had popcorn grown here in North Ridgeville. In fact, when my wife and I wanted to have some popcorn at home, we just go down the road and stop at the farmer's house and knock on his door and say, we'd like to buy a couple pounds of popcorn. And we thought that would be one way of recognizing something that North Ridgeville had plenty of at the time, and it'd be a great community activity.
I didn't know that there was a different type of corn for popcorn. I always thought they took actual corn, made some magical process, put it through some kind of a magical process, and there you have popcorn. But we were able to make it right here in North Ridgeville?
Oh, yeah. Popcorn is actually a different variety of corn, and we did grow popcorn here in North Ridgeville, yes.
Very good. Talk a little bit more about the Paul McCartney tribute band, because that really jumped out at me when I saw that on the website.
Well, the North Ridgeville Corn Festival belongs to the Ohio Festival and Events Association, which is basically about 85 festivals in the state of Ohio. And we get together once a year and we share ideas. And we also review different entertainment at that the conference. And we saw this Paul McCartney project group. And we thought this would be great to bring to the city of North Ridgeville.
And when are you guys having the corn eating contest?
The corn eating contest is going to be on Saturday. And if you've never seen a corn eating contest, you really have to come and observe or even participate. Basically, the profits from the corn eating contest go to North Ridgeville Community Care. But you'd be amazed at the different ways people use to eat corn. Some people go, you know, around, you know, the ear. Some people go side to side. I saw one gentleman actually go up and down. He would take the ear of corn, hold it, you know, basically perpendicular to the ground, and basically scrape off the kernels with his lower teeth.
Is there like one guy who keeps coming back year after year who is the guy to beat?
We've had one individual that came back several years and does pose quite a challenge for the competitors.
Now, are there different age groups, or basically the 7-year-olds can go against the 55-year-olds?
No, they're separate age groups, so it's fun for everybody. And again, like I said, if you've never seen a card eating contest, come on in. Participate or watch it. It's a blast.
Well, it's going to be going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Give us the times and locations, please, or location.
Okay. The location is in the city of North Ridgeville on Bainbridge Road, which is basically between State Route 83 and Root Road. We block off that entire section of the road that basically is contiguous with South Central Park. We have the amusement rides basically in back of the old athletic stadium. Concessions are then from the amusement rides over to Bainbridge and all the way down Bainbridge. All the entertainment basically takes place at the gazebo at South Central Park. Fireworks, of course, take place at South Central Park, just south of the lake.
And the fireworks are what night?
That's Friday night at 10:30.
Yeah, and listen, anything you want to know about the Corn Festival, you got a really nicely laid out website. You know, just Google Corn Festival North Ridgeville. It takes you right to it, gives you the times, it gives you the schedule. And you can stop, and the admission is free, so you can stop in for part of the day, go home, come back, do whatever you want to do, spend the entire day there. It's a wonderful, great event, and since 1975, you guys are doing something right. John Buskowski, thank you so much for joining us again this morning. Take care.
Thanks for having me.